Just going out there, trying to make the most of the opportunity. Guys on the team, they expect me to make plays. So when it's my chance to go out there and make a play, that's what I go out there and try to do.
What kind of challenges exist with this Jets team coming into town?
The Jets, they've been a team that's been winning the past 2 years and going to the AFC Championship. So it's definitely going to be a challenge. Going against a great team, a great quarterback. So it's definitely going to be a great challenge.
Chris, what's the toughest part about getting ready for a game in such a short period of time?
It's just really more in your body, really, and then the mental aspect. We've been focusing a lot on what they do and trying to cram everything that they do up in 2 days. That's probably the most difficult thing.
And in terms of getting ready for a team that you haven't, I guess you have a little familiarity with them, right? You know these guys fairly well?
I mean, I don't have any familiarity with anybody because I'm new too, so every game is new to me. So, I mean, it's definitely come from guys that they said last year they had a real good chance of winning the game. So, it's definitely learning from the guys that played against them last year. That definitely helps.
What do you learn from Champ?
Just going out there and just playing your game, really. That's something that he's really putting on me. Just go out there and play my game, play with confidence, and go make plays.
I said the other day that I thought you were fast enough you could actually play for the University of Oregon. You look that fast. Always been a huge part of your game?
Yeah, speed. That's something I really, when I was training this summer, I really worked on that. Really tried to, never can be too fast playing defensive back, so that's something I always tried to work on.
Chris, just been waiting for your opportunity, knowing that if you got the opportunity that you could do this.
Yeah, I always had confidence that I could do this. But the plays I've been making, I've been doing this since I've gotten here. So it's definitely, I just try to be consistent and try to show the coaches that that I was the man for the job. And that's something that you gotta prove every week. So it's not just, okay, you go and play good this week and then you got it for the rest of the year. No, you have to compete every week. And that's how the NFL is.
And it's hard when you show up as a free agent. You're not a draft choice, so it's not like you're going to definitely get an opportunity. You got to pick your spots when they give you the chance, right?
Yeah, you got to definitely take advantage of your opportunities. Being an undrafted free agent, you're not going to get that many opportunities. So when the time does come, you have to go out there and play great, go out there and play good. And that's definitely been something I've been trying to do is just stay consistent, stay preparing well. I don't even care about what happened last week against Kansas City. That game's over with. I got to prove myself another week, so that's the way I've been taking it every game.
You sense your teammates getting confidence in you, too, that you showed up. They didn't know what you can do. Now they see what you can do, and you feel that you're one of the guys.
They've always had confidence in me. They've been seeing me make plays, so, I mean, they're just happy that it's carrying over to the game, and they expect me to come in and make plays, and they blatantly tell me, Chris, we need you to make plays. We need to play right here, so, I mean, I definitely feel like I have to come out and make plays for this team.
I asked you about Champ. Is there one guy, though, who's been the biggest help, coach or player in your transitioning into this defense?
I would definitely say the older guys, Doc Champ, Goody. Those guys have definitely been helping me out, understanding the other team's offenses and what to look for out there on the field. And they've definitely helped me get a lot comfortable.
Do you sense the game slowing down for you?
Oh, it's definitely slowing down every week. I feel like I'm getting better every week, every game, and that's the only thing I want to do is to come out and play better than I played past week, and just continue to get better. I'm not regressing at all. I'm just gonna keep getting better and just keep working hard.
We're going through a week of preparation without a film review of the last game.
I watched the film. I came up here yesterday and watched the film, and then after that, it's over. Just been all Jets. Came in yesterday morning, watched film on Kansas City. After that, all day yesterday, all Jets. So that's the only thing I've been focusing on.